If you've been anywhere near any sort of media the last couple of days, you know that the 33 Chilean miners who were trapped nearly half a mile beneath the ground for 69 days have been safely rescued. And it was a phenomenal rescue, a great human interest story, and bringing the best of our intellect, of our technology, and putting our priorities straight in getting these guys rescued without regard to the cost in any other way other than that potential human cost of losing those 33 men. Hi, this is Kennergy, and this is probably a very short audio boo, and it's not necessarily about the miners as about the correct priorities that rescued them. Because meanwhile, during the same 2 months that these guys were buried in Chile, nearly every single one of those days, we spent billions of dollars to send drone airplanes, airplanes with no pilot aboard. They're piloted by Army and Navy soldiers safely on the ground, hundreds, thousands of miles away. But we've sent these drones almost on a nearly daily basis into Pakistan and Afghanistan. And from these drone planes, we drop smart bombs. Millions of dollars of technology in each of these bombs with GPS systems able to hit a target programmed for miles away, but to hit a target within 10 inches of accuracy. $1 billion of cost to blow people up while 33 men were trapped beneath the ground. We could spend all this money to kill, and yet, because it's cheaper, still cheaper to send humans underground to scrape minerals out than to use that technology to safely extract minerals from the ground. And I don't know. I just wonder, you know, the priorities that we got straight in rescuing these guys. Why are we every other day of the year using that technology, that money, those resources, that intelligence, just to blow things up?